this hulk is barely recognisable as having once sailed the seas, but it is the remains of a fishing trawler built in Belgium. The exact date of construction is unknown, but from its appearance it is probable that it was built in the early 20th century. Anecdotal evidence suggests it came to the river late on in its career. Although it has no particular archaeological significance, it is another example of how quickly vessels deteriorate in these situations. There is a photograph of the vessel in 1980, showing the hull substantially intact and the mast and rigging in place. You can see it on our website. Its reference number is HAM046. Just beyond the trawler is another hulk. We have consulted a number of local people who have lived or worked in the area for many years, but despite several suggestions being made, there is no agreement as to the history or origins of this vessel. All we can say for sure is that it was one of several vessels used to reinforce the foundations of the footpath that we're on. Turning around to look at the lagoon, you'll see another hulk. What you see here is part of the remains of a World War II minesweeper of the MMS-1 series. There is a similar but much more complete vessel at Foughton Lake in Portsmouth Harbour. Its exact identity is unclear, so while the importance of these vessels to the war effort is acknowledged, we cannot give you any details of its service record. Anecdotal evidence from local residents gives us details of what happened after it was decommissioned at the end of the war. It was purchased for scrap by the Dyer brothers, a local marine company. Although essentially a wooden vessel, the hull contained a large amount of quarter-inch thick copper plate. It was located on the opposite side of the river, and they wanted to burn it at low tide in order to extract the copper. Permission was refused, so they brought it to this side, through a breach in the riverbank, to its current position. Permission to burn it was again refused, and the salvage project eventually abandoned, but not before the forward and aft sections had been removed. Remains found close by are believed to be parts of those missing sections. Now walk on to the pier for the Hamble Warsash Ferry. This is some way away. You may be able to see the bright pink shelter in the distance. The ferry boats, too, are the same colour, certainly noticeable. For those unfamiliar with the area, the enormous chimney ahead of you is the Fawley Power Station, located on the other side of Southampton Water.